because I.
Thank you for calling
Hello?
Customer Support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Judy Peterson, and I'm calling concerning two charges that appeared on my account from this company, and I did not make those charges.
Okay, can I have that zip code, please?
Yes, 43125.
First and last name?
Uh-huh, it's Judith C. Peterson.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Uh-huh. It's 3884 Crestfield Drive, Groveport, Ohio, 43125.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I do see here on the 17th of March where you purchased our Evera face cream and also eye serum, two of our facial products that help reduce lines and wrinkles. What can I do for you today?
Yes, there was a charge yesterday, well, one this morning that tried to go through, well, did get through, $91.89, and there was one, I believe it was on the 1st for $92.90. I did not make those, and it's from this particular company, so I don't know why they're on there, but I didn't agree to buy further product or that type of thing.
Okay. So on the 17th of March, when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling of $670 and $745. And since you did not get in contact with the company before that trial ended, we went ahead and we billed you the retail prices for the products that you have. So on the 2nd of April, we charged you $92.90 and also $91.89 for the product that you have, since you did not get in contact with the company before that trial ended, ma'am.
You know what? The fraud line is who called me, and I'm going to call them back. If you don't take those two charges off my account, I did not agree to buy those products. That's advertising that is not correct. Now, it's up to you. I'll talk to a supervisor. I am not going to allow this. It's crazy. You shouldn't advertise like that. I know it's not you personally, but I'm fed up. This is crazy. I would like to talk to someone else that can help me.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
What? I'll send the product back to you.
Ma'am, we do not accept returns.
What?
We do not.
You are a company that is, okay, I'll just call my fraud department back. It doesn't matter to me.
Now, would you be interested in a 35% discount towards future products?
What?
Now, would you be interested in a 35% discount towards future products?
No, I'm just going to, I don't know what you even said because you're mumbling. But I know what I said. And I'm
would you be interested in a 35% discount to a future product?
I wouldn't be interested in anything. You did something. Your company did something that's illegal.
Now, it does look like you're eligible for a 50% discount to a future product.
I do not want a discount. I want them removed. If you do not remove them, I'll just call my fraud department.
Now, as I was going through your account, I was also eligible to apply my employee friend discount of 75% towards future products.
What does that amount to? Don't pay nothing. Okay, no. No, I'll just call them back.
All right, well, that account is canceled out for you, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.